Following the announcement of a resignation plan that will see Prime Minister Justin Trudeau step down as Liberal leader before the next general election, two local politicians took vastly different approaches to addressing the news. This country deserves a real choice in the next election, and it has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election, stated Trudeau on Monday from Ottawa. See related. Justin Trudeau announces he will resign after Liberal leadership race. Longtime Nipissing, Timiskaming Member of Parliament Anthony Rota, who has served in each of Trudeau's Liberal governments since first coming to power in 2015, had no comment about the announcement that his party leader would step down. At this time, MP. Rota is not offering comments or statements on the subject, said Adam Contant, Rota's communications manager. Rota announced in 2023 that he would not run in the next election. Closer look. Justin Trudeau has left the building, almost. Even Chrystia Freeland, who some say hastened Trudeau's decision when she resigned as Deputy Prime Minister and Cabinet Member in December 2024, made brief remarks via social media. I thank Justin Trudeau for his years of service to Canada and Canadians. I wish him and his family the very best. See also, Justin Trudeau to resign. What happens next? Monday, Trudeau admitted the government had not been functioning properly for some time. Parliament has been entirely seized by obstruction and filibustering and a total lack of productivity over the past few months. It's time for a reset. He questioned the leader of the official opposition Pierre Poilievre's ability to lead, doubting his vision for the country. Within an hour of Trudeau's announcement from his official residence in Ottawa, Poilievre released a statement on Trudeau's planned resignation. Canadians desperate to turn the page on this dark chapter in our history might be relieved today that Justin Trudeau is finally leaving, said Poilievre. But what has really changed? I agree with Pierre Poilievre's statement that nothing has changed, stated Conservative Nipissing, Timiskaming candidate Cassidy Villeneuve. Every Liberal MP and leadership contender supported everything Trudeau did for 9 years, and now they want to trick voters by swapping in another Liberal face to keep ripping off Canadians for another 4 years, just like Justin. The only way to fix what Liberals broke is a carbon tax election to elect common-sense Conservatives who will bring home Canada's promise. Trudeau will remain Prime Minister until a new party leader is chosen. The government is prorogued until March 24. This is a likely target date for a new Liberal leader to be in place. If a leader is selected according to this timeline, they would replace Trudeau as Prime Minister in the lead-up to a general election, now looking more likely to be forced by a non-confidence vote in late March. Looming large over the entire Trudeau exit plan is incoming U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff threats.